This is Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Every few months, a gaggle of eager performers gathers on the stage of a restored Art Deco theater in Easton, and with very little rehearsal, creates an evening of live music, silly satire, and faux commercials, all with a distinct Delmarva flavor. They call it Radio from Downtown. Here's how they described themselves a few years ago.
You know, radio theater has been a big part of this program since it began way back in 89.
That would be 1889, partner.
During that time, my partner Jack, Loose Lips Purdy, and I have cranked out maybe 60 of these, well, what would you call them?
Priceless gems of the American broadcast stage.
Featuring many of today's well-known radio voices.
And big shot news people.
And local prodigious talent.
All wrapped up in a tidy little package to be presented to you.
Our attentive and discriminating audience.
Then we, who have perfected the form.
The Downtown Players.
Their leader is Van Williamson, whose day job, very early day job, is the director for Morning Edition at National Public Radio, which is where we're talking. Welcome.
Thank you.
And his intrepid writing sidekick and collaborator is Jack Purdy, who in real life works at Ogilvy Public Relations Worldwide. Welcome.
Thank you.
Van, how and why did you start Radio from Downtown?
I was hired as a news producer at a public radio station in Salisbury, Maryland in about 1988. And I decided to get a couple of my friends who were musicians that I'd played with from time to time. So I called Jack and said, maybe we could come up with some kind of a skit or something like that to fill up some of this time. Do you want to do it? So the first one that we did, Jack wrote by himself. And then that looked like it was so much fun that I said, okay, let's do these together. And we'll do the next one, and then we'll do the next one, and we'll just see what happens. And that's one thing led to another.
There are quite a few plots, it seems, involving chickens.
Well, there are quite a few chickens on the Eastern Shore.
There are, right, about what you know.
Which makes it natural, yes.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
My favorite, well, chickens actually figure in both of them, but my favorite was the play that Ben and I wrote when a state senator named Coburn from the Eastern Shore got angry about something that happened in the legislature and said that perhaps the Eastern Shore of Virginia and Maryland and Delaware should all get together and secede. And the interesting thing was, this was just after Ken Burns' Civil War series was huge on PBS. So what we did was conflate the two biggest pop culture things about the Civil War, Gone with the Wind and Ken Burns' very serious series on the Civil War, to tell the story of what would happen if the Eastern Shore did secede and there was a climactic non-battle at the Outlet Mall in Queenstown.
We have a little clip of that.
Y'all know I'm a peace-loving man, but there comes a time when a thoughtful man has to reconsider his principles. I'd hate like hell to see you boys go off fighting, but we're in a pickle here. I'm not just sure where we ought to be standing by while the government tells us what we can and can't do with all that chicken manure. My daddy dumped it on the land, and my granddaddy, too. Never saw tomatoes like that he used to grow. Anyway, what are we supposed to do with this stuff? If you're gonna have chickens, you're gonna have chicken crap. You can't have it both ways. We've got to preserve our way of life, or we're not following in the Eastern Shore tradition of fertilize, free, or die. Yeah,
and this was, of course, and what we like to do, there is a serious issue, of course, beneath that. And that, you know, it's the a lot of the runoff from chicken farms that is up the level of nitrogen in the bay. So even when we're making fun of stuff, we do, if we possibly can, have some kind of underpinning of, yeah, we're also kind of pointing at a problem and or pointing to something that's really an issue on the shore, you know, even as we're mocking it.
That's Jack Purdy, who's co-writer of Radio from Downtown. This is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, and we're also here with the creator of Radio from Downtown, Van Williamson. Is it important to you that it reflect the Eastern Shore? Is that key?
Yeah, I think so. I lived there for years, and Jack has been a Maryland resident for his whole life. And, yeah, I think we sort of know what's going on around there. I mean, we have our own take on it. And there are familiar things around there that I think people in the area relate to, you know, whether it's tourists or whether it's pollution in the bay or some environmental subject, you know.
Soybeans.
You know, yeah, right. Agriculture, I mean, all kinds of stuff. And it's a gold mine for comedy. I mean, you pick what you know, and that's what we know because it's around us all the time.
Now, when Baltimore Magazine profiled your show, they headlined it Delmarva Home Companion, which is
unavoidable, right?
Obvious reference to Garrison Keillor's wildly popular show. Do you like that comparison?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm flattered to be mentioned in the same breath with Garrison Keillor. I'm a big fan of his, and the way I think about it is, you know, the show that we're both doing are really shows that emulate the shows from 50 years ago. I mean, that involve skits, comedy, music, guests, etc. So he's a great communicator. His show is fabulously popular, and it's just so well done. I wasn't thinking about that when I started doing this, because as I say, when I started doing this, we were just playing music. I mean, I've been a musician my whole life, and I just wanted to really play. And then one thing led to another, and it was extemporaneous for a long time, and it just kind of developed into the format that it's in now.
Van, I was going to say, do you remember when you set up the phoner with Garrison Keillor?
Yeah.
And he called in? I believe the idea was Van calling him to tell him about this great idea that he had for a radio show, and he described it, and then Keillor saying, well, you know, that sounds awfully familiar. Well, we also do this. Well, come to think of it, I think I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah.
That was played before a live audience, got an unbelievable audience reaction. And one of the things we never forget is that while we're doing the show to tape, and it is a radio show, there's a studio audience sitting there. So when you do things that surprise them and really entertain them, that makes the show come over better, you know, when it's played on the radio.
Tell me more about what the impact of having a studio audience is. When you write, are you writing for that live audience watching you? Or are you writing for those of us listening on the radio?
The first thing in my mind is the radio audience. And we're really doing a show for the radio audience. And it's been my impression, I mean, I'm in the radio business, that people, as I've noticed even from being at Morning Edition for lo these many years, people actually like to get up at 4 a.m. and come in and watch the show, which is, there's not really that much going on, you know, when we're in the studio. But people are fascinated by the process of radio. So I'm thinking about the radio audience, but the live audience is great for the feedback, because otherwise it's just too kind of dry and antiseptic. You know, you don't know what kind of a reaction you're going to get. And we're kind of playing to the hometown fans.
This is Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking to Van Williamson, creator, writer, and host of Radio from Downtown, and co-creator Jack Purdy. One of your recurring characters is Biff Delmar, Detective at Sea. We have a little clip. Here's a bit where Biff has to spend some time with a new police officer played by Susan Stamberg.
I want you to take Officer Bradshaw here with you on patrol.
The chief.
No buts about it, Delmar. I want you to take the dune buggy and patrol the beach.
Oh, boy. Thanks a lot, chief. Wow, patrolling the beach. I can't wait. Come on, Detective Delmar. Nice to meet you. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, but chief, didn't you hear what I just said about prowling the mean streets alone? And besides, it's a dame.
No, I didn't, Delmar. I was talking. And that's right. Meet Officer Nancy Bradshaw. She's a sophomore at Maryland, and she's on the force this summer. And I want you to start by taking her on patrol. Dismiss!
There wasn't much I could do about it, the chief being my boss and all, and so I decided to make the best of a bad situation. Bradshaw, get some ice for the cooler, will you?
Sure thing, Detective Delmar. Right away, sir. At your service. Ready to work, sir. And Detective?
Yeah, what is it?
Who are those men with musical instruments in the back?
That's the band, sweetheart. They provide the theme music, without which there wouldn't be,
Biff Delmar, Detective at Sea.
And I wouldn't bother him. I'm sure they're on something.
Where does Biff Delmar come from, and what's the point of Biff Delmar, Detective?
What is the point?
Yeah, I know. We're always asking ourselves
it's
that.
Again, it's an homage to, and it's the one place where we really get to pay homage to radio from the 40s, shows like Johnny Dollar, Insurance Investigator, where he's a private eye, He doesn't have much money. He lives in a double-wide trailer in the town of Hurlock, but he is very fond of conducting hard-boiled interior monologues. He has a car large enough to accommodate a jazz band that plays his theme, but it gives us a chance to really kind of up the ante on absurdity, because he's always taking on cases that have something to do with the Eastern Shore or what have you, and he always winds up okay, but usually only after being tied up and having a villain explicate the plot for a couple minutes at a time.
Yeah.
You've got a performance coming up on September 29th. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a hint about what the plots are going
to
be?
To the best of my recollection, it has to do with the disappearance of honeybees. And I think it also has to do with the disappearance of
soybeans. Of course.
That's right. Yeah. And
how the two might be related.
Yeah, how they might be related. It involves another one of our recurring characters, Galahad Armstrong, who's an agent with the Agricultural Extension Service with 23 offices to serve you better in your pursuit of better agriculture.
Van Williamson, what are you trying to accomplish with Radio from Downtown?
I'm just trying to amuse myself and my friends and make some kind of entertainment that I think will go over in some fashion that will be interesting or amusing or enlightening to a local audience. And so far seems to work.
Van Williamson, creator of the Radio from Downtown variety series that holds up some kind of mirror to the Eastern Shore. Good luck.
Thank you, Sheila.
And co-creator Jack Purdy. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Sheila.
The next performance of Radio from Downtown is Saturday, September 29th, at the Avalon Theater. More information on our website, wypr.org. This is Merlin Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. And thanks to our engineer here at NPR, Camille Connolly.
Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast is an original production of Your Public Radio, WYPR, in Baltimore. The program is produced by Amy Pohl, with Jennifer Chang, our assistant producer, and Catherine Brewer, our production assistant. Rob Davis is our intern, and Tom Hall, the music director of the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, is our culture editor. Our theme was composed by Chris Kennedy at Clean Cuts, and our coffee was provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville, on the web at zekescoffee.com. We'd love to hear your thoughts about the show. Go to our website, wypr.org, click on Maryland Morning, and then click on the contact link near the top. You can also listen to the last month of shows at wypr.org. For 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station, I'm Nathan Sterner. Thanks for being with us.